here's a story from The World.
Crimes against humanity, that is just one of the accusations Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is now facing for his handling of the COVID crisis there. More than 600,000 people have officially died from COVID in Brazil. Today, a Senate commission investigating the government's handling of the pandemic presented its final report in the capital, Brasilia. According to portions of it that were leaked, Bolsonaro's actions, or lack of action, were responsible for making matters much worse and led to the additional deaths of hundreds of thousands of people. From Brazil, Michael Fox has our story.
Senator Omar Assis opened today's session of the Senate investigation into the government's handling of the pandemic with the announcement that they would be hearing the presentation of the final report. The names of Bolsonaro and his three politician sons appear more than 400 times in the 1,200-page document. President Jair Bolsonaro is accused of committing 9 crimes, including malfeasance, preventing health measures, illegal use of public funds, and crimes against humanity. The report also recommends criminal charges against more than 60 other people, including current and former government officials in the Bolsonaro government.
So this is really a huge moment for the opposition to Bolsonaro.
Mauricio Santoro is a political scientist at Rio de Janeiro State University.
It is the most systematic organization of the charges against Bolsonaro because of the pandemic, because of how his government responded to the coronavirus.
Those behind the report and many Brazilians blame President Bolsonaro for fighting lockdowns and vaccines, pushing fake news, unproven drugs, and a dangerous herd immunity strategy that helped COVID-19 to spread. This week, family members of COVID-19 victims spoke before the Senate committee. Marco Antonio de Nascimento Silva is a taxi driver in Rio de Janeiro.
3 days depois de enterrar meu filho,
he said, 10 days after burying my son, I heard the president's pathetic statement in response to the 100,000 dead. So what? In my heart, what I heard was the president saying, so what, your son died? That really hurt. It made me angry, he said. Bolsonaro has long denounced the Senate investigation as politically motivated. I'm just ignoring it, he told supporters yesterday. You think I'm going to worry about the Senate investigation? The final charges against Bolsonaro are actually lighter than was proposed in a previous draft. That version had also charged the president with murder and the genocide of indigenous peoples for not providing more protection against coronavirus for native populations. Investigation committee member Senator Randolfe Rodrigues told Brazilian news this week that there is a total consensus that a crime against humanity occurred, particularly for what happened in Manaus with oxygen shortages in January and in Sao Paulo, where the health insurance company PreventSenhor gave unproven drugs and hid patient COVID-19 deaths. But not all senators on the committee are on board. The president's allies said this week that they would present their own report. Political scientist Jacques Smick said the investigation and its findings are important for Brazilian society to see how the Bolsonaro government operates outside political norms, and how the administration uses fake news, not just to sway public opinion. He says, in an instance like this, amid a public calamity, because of the pandemic, these guys made decisions based on lies and false information about people's lives, he says. Just imagine what happens in other areas. The Senate Investigative Committee is expected to vote and approve the final report next week. After that, it'll be sent to the Attorney General's office, federal prosecutors, and the International Criminal Court. Impeachment is not likely, as Bolsonaro still retains healthy congressional support and a roughly 25% approval rating. But the top lawmakers behind the report say that eventually they're hoping for decades of prison time for Bolsonaro. And in the meantime, analysts say the report could cause further political troubles for the president in the lead-up to next year's elections. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.